Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you? I'm pretty much awake. I'm a little tired, but you know what? All in all, I think that I slept pretty good last night. The sky is beautiful this morning here in Seattle. You know, I know that it is now spring, and even though it's crisp outside, it feels like it's getting ready to be spring because we've just had blue skies the last few days, and it's so beautiful here when the sky is clear like this and the sun is out shining bright. So I hope you're doing well this morning. I'm just trying to listen for my daddy because, you know, he gets up around this time. And I don't fuss at him, you know. I just kind of let him do what it is that he does, you know, because this is about him right now. 91 years old, I am blessed that he is still getting up in the morning, you know. So I'm listening for him. Maybe I'll talk a little bit and then jump into some music. You know, if you hear some back-to-back-to-back music, that means I'm getting things going for my daddy downstairs, getting his coffee and some breakfast, you know, for him. I think I'm going to have some coffee this morning, too. I feel like I just want to sip on a warm cup of something. And, you know, I've been cutting back on the coffee. I've been doing pretty good with that. I got into the routine, you know, when I had my dad, you know, move in with us, that I drank coffee with him in the morning. It became a routine. I think it's something that, you know, my mom and my dad enjoyed together and stuff. But, you know, you hear these health risks for things. One minute you hear coffee's good for you, the next minute you hear it's not, and different things. And it's like, what's even safe to even consume anymore? I heard a report that soy's not good, you know. We don't drink soy milk. We drink almond milk, but, you know, shoot, something's going to pop up with almond milk, I'm sure, here very soon. I've been really proud of myself. My daughter and I've been going to the gym pretty regularly, and I feel really, really good. My legs are getting stronger, and I don't have so much pain in them right now, so that is a plus for me, a really, really big plus. So I'm feeling really, really good about, you know, my workouts and stuff, and you know, and being consistent with it like we are right now. And I believe that we're just going to keep going in that direction. I'm extremely grateful to she and my son, you know, for supporting me. And, you know, I mean, they're doing it for themselves, too, because we have a family package. But, you know, just to have that support of my children is absolutely amazing. So I'll talk a little bit more about that in a bit. You know what? But I think I'm going to play some spoken word. And this is my big brother, Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn.
I am that man. A man who made her cry. I am that man. The same man that made her smile. Held her hand. Squeezed her tight in the night. I am that man. In the garden of motherland, to the streets of broken dreams, I have fought wars and I have fought for freedom. I have died and I have been reborn. From the first man until the last of my blood to carry any part of my spirit. I am that man. Broke my back to provide shelter. Opened many books and wrote truths and fictions. Healed spirits of the body, and I have been healed from wounds of the soul. I have blundered and left many to wonder if my feats and for my follies, scolded the wrong, and I've been imprisoned for mere thought. I am that man. I have fathered and I have buried my blood. I have killed and saved, ran from pain and I have stopped suffering, dealt some goodwill and served some ill will. Honored false gods and found God before he laid me down to sleep. Forever, I am that man. The man she cries for, the man who made her cry. Mothers and her mothers, I am that man. My lover, she sheds tears for me, over me, cause I am that man. She cries tears of joy cause I am that man who brought joy to her being. And being a man has made her sad and fearful, so she cries. Her tears never change her beauty. Her tears are a part of her breathing and her living. She watches over me and she holds me because I cry. I cry for never being enough man. I am that man. I am a man who made her cry. I am that man. The same man who made her smile, held her hand, kissed her cheek and caressed her lips and squeezed her in the night. I am that man. In the right, in the wrong, no matter, I made her cry. I am that man.
All right, that was I Am That Man by Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn. I have much love and appreciation for that gentleman. He is more than my friend. He's my big brother. He's known me since I was a teenager. And, you know, we have seen each other go through many, many life changes. I'm very, very blessed to still have him a part of my world. And a relationship that I will always cherish. The one thing that I love about Alvin, beyond his creativity, is he is just a good person. You know, he has had my back many, many, many times. And I love him for that. You know, he doesn't, you know, he never makes me feel bad, you know, for who I am, what I do, whatever. He'll keep it real with me. So, you know, and I may cry, but I'm, when I say he never makes me feel bad, it's an accepting, you know, it's an accepting if we don't agree. It's an accepting if we do things that may not be kosher with each other or whatever. That's just part of life, right? Sometimes people just do things that we don't get, and we have to, you know, decide, you know, what that really means to us. And it works between Alvin and I, and I'm so proud of him. I am so very proud of him. I am so excited about his new book that's coming out, One Safe Place. It is coming out in just a matter of weeks. If you have not pre-ordered that book yet, please do so. Go over to Amazon. Go to alvinhorn.com. It has all the links of where all his books are available, but it will give you the link of where you can pre-order the book. Did you know that when you pre-order books, it helps kind of tell the publisher, yeah, we really want to read this author. And so that helps Alvin, you know, be able to say, I'm worth paying attention to. I'm worth supporting. I'm worth investing in. I also recommend, you know, Brushstrokes and Perfect Circle if you have not read those books. And I have to pop my collar when it comes to Perfect Circle because, you know, I'm kind of in there in my coffee house, so Flava Coffee House. Alvin really, really supported me at Flava. And I love him to death for that, too. He helped host shows. He wrote Perfect Circle there. He was part of the family, you know, and part of my foundation there. So I cannot say enough, if you can tell, about this gentleman. But as I listen to my daddy, I'm going to put you guys on mute, and I think I'm just going to play a little spoken word at the beginning of the show today, okay? So just sit back, relax, and enjoy these amazing, amazing spoken word artists.
Ooh, shit. Prone, in absence of space and time. A candle's flame is not a shame as shadows dance on walls and her pubic regions touches deliriously too much. Her firm and gentle hands bracing my shoulders as pelvic grinds draw circles and imaginary line upon my backside. Oh, yes, I sigh. Smashing lashes, inverted mountain peaks prevent me from a blissful sleep. Arms outstretched, grasp for the edge of a mattress in the clouds, and I sigh. Her recoiling hips entices me to grind against those things that escape my mind. Arched buttocks like wings discovered they too can fly into this almost criminal, criminal ecstasy. Manhood and ego surrender from the relentless force of her pliable, wet, my pubis seeking wishes of an orgasm's due. I cry as her butterfly kisses ejaculated the creamy pearl that heard the echoes of my sigh. Her butterfly kisses. I sigh. Her butterfly kisses. The creamy pearls. The echoes of my sigh. Her butterfly kisses, the creamy pearls, heard the echoes of my sigh.
Everything must change. Funny how things or songs haunt us, but it's even funnier when it comes. The leaves turn green, change, wither, and fall off, but changes us in the process of focusing on the daily views of life. We learn that things must go on. A life story that is worth being told. See, we have come across a fork in our pathway that has to be embraced at a specific place and time. All we hear is just breathe for life as the winds blow from here and fro. I place you before the blooms that show in the spring's foliage as they brighten the day of those who seem ever so. Rain comes from the clouds, sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds do fly. Just remember the many mysteries of life that have been unfolded into this. Always ever changing, kind of like the metamorphosis of a caterpillar into this beautiful creature who is before you. A gorgeous butterfly, whose name happens to be Spicy. These are her words. It's okay, because you see, everything must change. Who, me? I'm a mouthpiece. I be Diamond J. But on her behalf, this is what she had to say.
She was thick, she was fat. Yo, shorty, you all that. Was even told how good she looked from the back. But she was never told. She was told how fine she was, and men admire her for her shape. The closest thing to flattering was, yo, my new fries come with that shape. She was taught to be fondled and catcalled was good. A diamond in the rough is what she was called in the hood. She was called It, Miss Thang, Miss Coca-Cola bottle frame. Honey, baby, sweetie, boo, everything but her parent to give her name. And for her, any attention was good attention and was assumed as affection. She was never taught to have standards for her process of selection. And she learned young that a man will often take what he wants. And she learned that the remarks were compliments in form of sexual taunts. She was taught, you only live once, girl, just go on, get laid. She was never told that she was fearfully and wonderfully made. They never told her that she could go beyond being just a hood beauty. That she could be called Madam President instead of Miss New Booty. So why no one ever told her to prepare herself for Mr. Right instead of Mr. Right Now. To keep herself holy and pure until her marital vow. But she was never told that her true worth didn't lie in her sexual skills. The men in her life were meant to compliment, not complete her, not some sex for the bills. She was worth so much more than trying to get some in the front seat of the Hummer. So much more than the love for the summer. Worth more than making to sing falsetto. But she was only taught to cling and never learned to let go. She became dependent upon worthless men. Never knew how she changed as she grabbed her independence and grabbed an I and an N. Her motto became, don't hate the player, hate the game. She was never taught self-worth, so she was limiting her shame. Cause you see, she was never told she has the power and the right to say no. A true beauty that never got to fully blossom and grow. And by the time I got to know her, she was bitter and jaded. Admirers had long gone because the cuteness had faded. Acting so old and bitter at such a young age. Men are all demons, she say, with a venomous rage. And it hurt me to see her in such a state. Unhappy with her stretch marks, baby fat and weight. And she ran herself down using the same words her lusters use. Defeating the parts of her other patent abuse. Me being who I am, I approached her and spoke. Do you know you're beautiful? Cause God said so. And saw a glimmer of hope. And she said no. Cause no one ever told her.
Help you dispel any misconceptions you still hold about me. Help you let go of the places you misjudge what you see. It's not that I have a need to approve who I am, just be who I am. So those who don't see me, know this is me. You form a determination about me based on where or what you need me to be. On my cover, you form what you think that you see. You have not had one conversation with me, so you look at my coat, my car, or whatever, and you have already placed judgment on me. I say, flip the script and look in the mirror, and tell me, what do you really see? You turn up your nose, you roll your eyes, and you ask me, what's wrong with me? I say, whose face did you put on today to present yourself to me? Whose issues speak of fear, paranoia, or hesitation? Conceptions preventing progress, bringing procrastination? fear of losing identity, so the independent seeking to control the situation. Dog, you say you have no need to be that close to me. There's nothing I have that you need to see. Though you choose to hold me in your comfort zone to keep me where you need me. So I do see you have a need for me, so see me. Again, I say take a look in the mirror. I guarantee you'll see me differently. Kill or be killed is the motto of the consensus, and killing people with kindness, that's a fallacy. That's what you taught me. Well, let me explain this differently. When I connect with the phrase that nice people finish last, then what am I supposed to see? Well, I'm not nice anymore, so you don't have to like me. And as a matter of fact, I hope you don't like me, then I don't have to worry. I too feel the need for intimacy, but to receive this from anything but temporary sources says I have to do it differently. Then when I connect in the places available to me, they seek to manipulate my mind and energy, hiding their identity until they trap or consume me. I don't want to have to go through the difficult digging and smashing I have to do when I connect with parasites, but knowing I have to or die. My aggression's building because of the fight not to become angry. My compassion is leaving because it was seen as a weakness in me, urging me to become aggressive with the devil. Why? Do you give them what they're asking for or what they're looking for? I say the chains work both ways when we ignore. So, how long do we wear the chains? When do we start using our brains? You believe you have no choice. You say you have no voice. Broken down indirectly or directly, there's no difference. Patronizing, waiting for failure, so you kowtow to get a preference. You come inside or go outside. See, your mind, that's your sentence. So, how do you judge me? Are you sure of what you see? Can you win trying to prove that you're not what they want you to be? Innately inferior, keeping them superior. Say you are, believe you are, and keep them in their place. Be nice to save whose face. Have no color, no race, no gender, no faith. Uptown, downtown, we're in the same place. Superficial was the face I guarantee you put on today. I just challenge you to see in a different way. Tell me that I'm wrong. See, I'm trying to keep away from believing that what I know doesn't matter. I'm simply leaving you the food you place on the ladder. I'm trying to put into practice a positive place, and still shit hits me in the face. It becomes this crazy race. If you free your mind, I guarantee the rest will follow. Don't feed me junk you don't want to swallow. Show me that you can see me, then judge me fairly. Not based on the cover that I wear or the color of my face. Because the last time I checked, we're in the same race.
What is a world without poetry? Without rhythm or rhyme being sung? Without hip-hop soul? Or our history being told through our scribes' prophetic use of their tongue? What is a world without music and poetry? No last poets, no Langston Hughes, no Nina Simone, or Beans microphone, or the rhythm for singing the blues. What is a world without poetry? Poetical prescriptions can heal, medical conditions that kill. Cause for some, poetry is therapeutic. Whether singing and dancing, or screaming and chanting, it's the words that bring life to our music. What is a world without poetry? Music without its heartbeat. Hip-hop without its drumbeat. Rakim without its melody. And our nation without an identity. Whenever the world looks down on our existence, the power of the pen is our remedy. Because intelligence heard through the pronouns and verbs of a poet's words can defeat any enemy. What is a world without poetry? Silence in the face of injustice. Fear in the presence of evil. Cause no one has the heart to resist but just us. What is a world without poetry? Closed minds and blind eyes that can't see. Because a world without poetry is lifeless. And I pray that's a place I'll never be. I love you, poetry. Peace.
I didn't wake you.
No. What is on your mind, Queen?
You know, sometimes I feel like nothing in this life makes sense. That God has given me so many talents, yet in my mind, I will never be good enough. If I had a dollar for every restless night I've spent serenading the heavens with rhythmic moans, bellied in the recesses of my pain, each time I try to extend a hand to touch that glorious, enchanting light, glowing ever so brightly in my dreams, I'm yanked back by the shackles of my reality.
It is pretty frustrating when things get in the way of you achieving your dreams.
No, you don't understand. I mean, when you can't stand the sensation of being in your own skin. Can you imagine how that feels? I'm just here, waiting, needing, dying. Each day my spiritual purpose becomes more and more jaded, shaded by life's sultry tears, throwing tantrums in my head and in my heart, like trying to see the sun on a stormy day. Lord, help me. I can't see me. God, I'm so messed up. I'm so messed up.
Lyric, Queen, I truly wish I could remove this feeling, these feelings, so they no longer hold that place within your spirit. But I know my limitations. I can, however, let you know that alone you are not. I have the recollection of childhood origins, the statements of, "Why me, Lord?" coming from those that were supposed to love me without conditions. Daily was the projection of burden and regret placed on me by he, by she, and they were as one in their angst. Thus the beginning of me wondering why I even breathe. What is the point of me being? I remember you spoke of not being able to stand the sensation of occupying your skin. I used to wish I could dig the nubs I had for fingernails into my skin and rip it away so I could be free. So you see, when I tell you, after hearing you break down your internal war to me, I feel you. I truly do, precious one. I encourage you to edify from within. There is no fault in the encouragement of self. Every ounce of esteem and worth has been given to you by the Father. Queen, I have a question for you. Check that several questions. Do you remember the last time you sang from your spirit's origin and it moved every being under the sound of your voice? And after the moment was gone, they were still moved. Do you recall the time I told you the melody of your words killed the rage in my heart at that moment? Do you remember that person, damaged in spirit, and how they said, "Lyric, I thank you so much for your words. I now have hope renewed. I see the clarity in a portion of your purpose. I believe the rest will be revealed at the appointed time. Please hear me when I say to you, don't try to write anymore. Don't try to sing anymore. Just let go and allow the spirit God has given you to flow out. Your words will write themselves. Your songs will ease a troubled mind.
I've tried her so long, but now I know I gotta hold on.
We are called to speak for the weak, for the voiceless, for the victims of our nation, and for those it calls enemy. For no document from human hands can make these humans any less our brothers.
We move through open spaces.
With hip-hop flows, I suppose the Lord made me to save me. So he gave me the ability of speech without the desire to preach. He said, son, teach. That's why I'm able to reach every soul on this globe from the strong to the meek. Blessed with a dialect straight from the architect, yo, I hold church and projects and slums. In dark alleyways and subways like Harriet, high free slaves. I'm far from Muhammad or Christ, but it's said, shall it said, my words give life to the dead. And what you hear from me, yo, what you hear from me is far from perfection. And what you see in me, not cocky, but the determination of Moses, Noah, and Rocky. You see, I was given a task to lead by example. And if you receive just a sample of my life when I'm on this mic that leads you out of your dark place and into a brighter space, then hey, what more can I say?
Easy to get along with, but hard to know? I suppose. Still waters run deep, but streams flow from rivers birthed by seas conceived in an ocean wave overflows so deep it's understated. Judged exterior by my quantity, so my quality is underrated. I'm an enigma, that thin line between love and hate. Either you get me or you just ain't. I speak in concrete, but my life be abstract. Sometimes theoretical, but at times contradictory to who you thought I was. It's not intentional, I'm just neo-dimensional. Torn between holy and whorish tendencies, my mantises can sear the mentals of the most contently moral mortal. Decadent till the sutras regarded as missionary. Love's free enough to cry out, oh my God. As two make it one, then stand unashamed in praise and cry out to my God. My worship intently pure to earth shakes, heaven moves, Hell cringes and creation bows. I rock the mark of the redeemed, living that fine balance between human and his. I'm not perfect, but I am his perfection.
I'll be there.
Surprise, a little something special extra. But you can get to know me if I let you. Different, another way you'll never see. You know the only way to be me. Surprise, a little something special extra. But you can get to know me if I let you. Different, another way you'll never see. You know the only way to be me.
I be that enigma. My very existence question is answered fail for the why is she. My presence not an occurrence but a situation. Declared lyrically out saying, cause when you insane, skirts and shirts serve shots of time release, spans of time release life as you hug yourself and stare your dreams away in a whitewashed world. Some say I be deep but mostly I be geek. Would rather read than speak so I marry them. Can't reduce my poetry to simplistic prose using 6 words and 4 lines, 5 profane with the and in between. Your cognizance of my simulations of humanity's verisimilitudes is paramount, so I script hard, not lazy with my rhyme. I study craft to be good at my crime. Lift and flow irrelevant to teach you what you think you know. Just helps you remember if you nod while you grow.
Surprise, a little something special extra. But you can get to know me if I let you out. Just run away, you've never seen.
You know the only way to be seen.
Surprise, a little something special extra. But you can get to know me if I let you out. Just run another way, you'll never seen. You know the only way to be seen.
My menu of melody be hardwood floor, old time religion, new breed gospel, jazz simmered in neo soul sauce with an order of true hip hop on the side and a tall drink of old school. Raised in the days of all day plays of that's my jam on the phonograph with a penny on the arm and nights of dedications of quiet storms. The authentic synthetic sounds leave me in unrest so I remain true to the real. Singers who sing, not manufactured with a computer screen. Earth, wind, feel be my fire. A love of your own, my creed. All hail to the queen of soul, giving him something he can feel. And MJ, the way you make me feel. I refuse to call evil good and good evil. Singing is singing and art is art. I rest easy in today's silence and yesterday's noise, cause I be reflection of the way life used to be. My enigmaism say I can do that and not care how you feel about that. Not trying to be different, I just am.
Not trying to be different, I just am.
A enigma, a little something extra. But you can get to know me if I let ya, if I let ya. Different, a way you never see. I can only be me, can't be the way you want me to be. Gotta be me, gotta be me, I be that enigma, yeah.
You know, I hope that you're enjoying the spoken word that I'm starting out today's show with. I know I was on a roll there. Daddy is now fed and got his coffee, so he's taken care of. So, of course, I started out the show today with my brother, Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn, with his piece, I Am That Man. Then I went into my dear friend, Verbal Skills, with Size of a Butterfly Kiss. Okay, little risque there. And then my girl Spicy Ree with her piece, Everything Must Change, performed by her dear friend, Diamond J. Then going into Terrell K., powerful piece, She Was Never Told. My girl Justice from Flavor Coffee House, she's one of my Flavor Coffee House family too, with Flip the Script. Going into my love, my dear friend, Wisdom Supreme out there in New York with What Is a World Without Poetry? Then another dear friend and friends, Quiet Storm of Spoken Word and Lyric with Trouble Mind. And then Eric Moore with What Can I Say? And then closing out with my girl, Neo Soldier with Enigma. Man, I miss playing spoken word. What is wrong with me? What is wrong with me? I just really, really need to pay attention a little closer, you know. I rearranged my music board and, you know, so it would be a little bit easier. You know, I thought I had a system, and then I was realizing maybe that system really wasn't working for me, so I kind of changed it up, and I'm like, you know what, I hardly ever play spoken word. So today I'm going to get, at least in the first half of the show, I'm going to get some spoken word in. I want to play another piece. This is one of my favorite pieces by Christopher Fields, and it's called They Sing Me.
Lost track of time, sitting here with my knees pressed so tightly to my chest. I'm sure that I left imprints on my spine as I listened to someone sing of sorrows that somehow gave expression to mine, and all that I could do was hum. Knees pressed tightly, eyes closed even tighter. I'm not sure if that was to keep light from penetrating my psyche or a feeble attempt to restrain the waterfall of tears that flowed freely, naturally, necessarily, and all that I could do was hum. I rocked to the rhythm of my heartache, oblivious to the melody playing in the background, hearing but not listening anymore, changing words to suit my own needs, telling myself this singer is deep, they went through this in reality, I mean how else could they understand my pain, how can they tell a story like this if they haven't lived it, no one is that gifted, and all that I could do was hum. Swirled inside of me. I shook my head from side to side and I pressed my hand to my chest over my heart. I wanted to feel myself from the outside in. I wish they would stop singing me like this, but I don't want this moment to end. And all that I could do was hum. My life danced across the piano keys as the performer created them again for me. There were no words, only sounds that spoke to me clearly, and I gave them life by my reaction to this instrumental of pain intertwined with passion. All that I could do was hum. That belong in smoke-filled rooms. The singers wait supported by a wooden stool, the eerily beautiful sound of their blues. I have lived those too. I've walked a lifetime in their shoes, and all that I could do was hum.
As I look glaringly through your ocean-filled eyes, the portal to your enticing soul, I am captivated in your world. You own me. As my eyelids fall heavy and my eyes close, our spirits draw closer. Our bodies a warm fire that begin to become one as our lips gracefully embrace. We become dizzy, spinning through the stars, traveling through all of the heavens and earth, experiencing every beautiful place life has to offer. Our bodies begin to shiver as we are overwhelmed with spine-tingling chills, shocking our very essence. All the while, the passion burns every inch of our being. Our bodies move as though we are locked in slow motion, but our souls dance beyond the speed of light. Wrapped in your essence and aroma, I passionately caress your entire being. Your hands reach out, gripping my mind like a vice as my tongue soon begins to explore this enchanting land. While tasting your pure emotion, my ears tingle at your sultry sounds of ecstasy. Then, as I slowly ease our bodies together, you begin to claw through my back as the rapture hits and rips through your body. With every slow thrust, the passion and pleasure tear through your senses. Our souls complete and our bodies as one. My very essence tingles inside of you. Passion lies in this room, overflowing with the sound of our beating hearts. The aroma of your arousal fills the air with its sweetness. My eyes, still closed, I feel your feathery touch caressing my mind and soul. I gasp as the blood races through. In the stillness, I begin to ride the wave, tumbling into your swells of ecstasy. Icy chills dance down my spine, beginning their journey towards that fire that dwells within. Pleasure rests in the corners of my imagination, causing my soul to sigh as ice meets fire upon the surface of desire. Thirst replete, my spirit returns to a sensuous repose. So, this is how one makes love.
Now or never, time to right the wrong. It's now or never, heed the words to this song. It's now or never, time to be strong and grow. Let's go. Freedom is a state of mind. That's a saying you hear mostly from those who have been held down for years. When true freedom is a dream unending, you find yourself deep in fantasy, pretending that this goal you seek is within reach through diamond jewelry, flossy cars, and big house. You gotta have that house, baby. All shiny things designed to keep you blind and undermine your need to see the truth or even care about it. As long as your attention is distorted by the glitter of material pursuits, chances are that you can't see that which is someone else's tool of division and misuse.
Got you blind.
Destined to keep strings attached like puppets to dance and sway in the wind. Presenting you and me but false idols as an individual wealth, but no unified enrichment, no true freedom in the end. It's now or never. See the truth through the cloud. It's now or never. Lift us up and be proud. It's now or never. No haters allowed to stop our flow. Things have changed since yesterday, yeah, that much is true. But how much has really changed when our mentality still says, I'll do me and you do you. A unified effort was made to enslave the body, mind, and soul of those who sweat, blood, and tears built this nation, this whole nation. And to this day, that effort is maintained to keep a corrupt power intact. They must have our continued separation.
Can't bring them together.
Open your eyes and see what is right in your face.
United we stand, divided we fall. They already know this to be true. It's the very model they employ to gain control of this world, and the very tool twisted to keep a hold on you. Face the truth. See the proof, black man, white man, yellow man, people of color rise.
All people rise.
Remove the blindfolds placed to block your eyes. Strip away the mask, face, and see beyond the disguise. Together we must break out of bondage, for theirs is not the intention to loosen the tie. Open your eyes. Now or never. Each one, teach one. It's a fitting phrase. Beseech one, reach one. I'll spread this word till my dying day. Let's find a way to unify a community, a people, a race, a nation. The struggle must be won. It's time for an end to all subjugation. The task is at hand to cure the blight of corruption. The disease called greed must be destroyed before all fall before its eruption. The seduction of the idea to have more than everyone else is deadly. Killing brothers by their own brother's hand is catastrophically on the rise and increasing steadily. We must awaken if our entire soul is taken, forsaken and left to rot, as only our willing bodies are needed to continue the devil's plot.
It's now or never.
Wake up and be liberated. Now or never. The truth has been long awaited. It's now or never. The time has come to show.
It's now or never.
It's now or never.
It's now or never. It's now or never.
Good morning. If you're just tuning in to Flavor Coffee House this morning, I've been playing a bunch of spoken word artists. I hardly play spoken word anymore. I need to do much better with that because it's one of my loves. It really, really is. I miss the days of Flavor Coffee House when Alvin and I and Six Deep the Messenger and Ocho and Justice and Verbal Oasis and Carl Kennedy and Jim and, you know, Catherine and everybody would gather. And we'd have open mics every Friday, Flavor's Night of Creative Expression. I miss those nights. We had the pros on the stage. We had even somebody like me get on the stage, and I miss those nights, so I apologize to my spoken word artists, friends, because I need to do better in supporting you guys. You are amazing. I know that it feels like you are a genre, an art form that's not supported widely across the world, but you know what? There are people that really, really believe in this art form and do support it, and we need to come together more, behind, you know, pushing this art form out there to be recognized on a larger global scale. So I played Christopher Fields. He's one of my favorite voices out there on the East Coast with They Sing Me, going into a dear, dear friend of mine and mentor, Big Trigger with Our Moment. And then closing out that set, another one of my Flavor Coffee House family, Six Deep the Messenger. You know what? Let me give this a shot. I have pieces written. I've got a binder, but you know what? I think it's in storage. But this is one of the pieces that I wrote a few years back, and it was inspired by my coffee house, Flavor Coffee House. It was inspired by a dear friend, Orestes Petty, absolutely amazing Pacific Northwest spoken word artist. He had said to me one day, when he found out that I had owned a coffee house called Flavor and that I had open mics that he had never even knew existed, he said, I would have liked to have drank your coffee. So from that statement he made on my radio show, I wrote this. It's called Flavor's Coffee. He said, I would have liked to have drank your coffee, dark and rich, with just the right amount of creamy crema de cava as melodic jazzy sounds are heard in the distance. Visions of what could have been, or is it what could be, as I, without a thought, grind the beans to a perfect texture. Swirling in the flavor of my own thoughts, I remember experiencing you. A flow of perfection, tones piercing my soul, words that spoiled my heart, and then I hear you say, I would have liked to have drank your coffee. Temperatures reaching the right degree, coming to a halt as I turn off the valve, pouring the beautiful liquids into a vessel perfect for your clutch. An aroma that I know so well and have come to love, my gift to you in this quiet moment of just us. I open my eyes and I lick my lips, devouring every drop as I sip the warmth of my thoughts. I hear you say, I would have liked to have drank your coffee. Yay, that's me! Okay, you won't hear things like that very often from me. I'm not a writer, I'm not a performer, but you know what? I kind of got in that mood, you know, playing all my spoken word artist friends. So I just had to do a little something-something. That was a little Lady Flava back in the day, once upon a time, that will probably never in life be repeated. So how are you today? I'm feeling pretty good. I got some coffee. Daddy's all taken care of downstairs. I listen to the voices of my favorite spoken word artists. I know there are more out there. So you know what? If there's any spoken word artists that's listening to this show, please send me some tracks. I'd like them as high quality production as possible. But send me some tracks to play, because I think I just really need to incorporate this more into the shows that I do, and especially to the coffee house shows, because this is where, you know, my love for spoken word was birthed, was in the walls of Flava Coffee House. So my email address is radio@flavanews.com. And if you could at least send me an artist bio and then your tracks, and as clear and crisp as possible. You know, but I'll be a little forgiving when it comes to the spoken word. So anyway, it's a beautiful day here. It's spring finally. I don't know what it's like for you guys, my friends out there on the East Coast that have dealt with the cold weather and the snow and stuff like that. I hope it's warming up. I hope it's sunny for you. It is beautiful here in Seattle when the sun is out and the skies are blue. Well, there's a bit of a haze, but still, I can see the sun, you know, out there shining on the houses as I look out the window. And I'm feeling really, really good. Life is changing for me. Life is really changing. I didn't expect it. I think that I kind of resisted it too. Life is changing for the people that I've been working with and for the last few years. And I think I've resisted that also. I like to say that I go with the flow, but you know what? I don't always go so easily, you know? I'm just going to keep it real with you. And but things are changing, you know? Some creative souls' priorities are shifting. I have to respect that, man. You know, they got families to take care of, you know, other responsibilities going on. And sometimes the life of a creative soul is really, really tiring and very, very taxing, not only on yourself but your loved ones. And so I totally understand when people need to work and have, you know, a means to take care of themselves and their loved ones, and just, you know, maybe shifting they know about this industry in a different direction than actually being right out there in the forefront, and all. And so, you know, some things are not necessarily coming to a halt, but it's just kind of, you know, just going to be kind of out there and not set as the priority anymore, which I embrace right now. I really, really do. I was doing a bit of stressing because I had so much on my plate, and I'm very loyal, and will always support my core. you know, I will always support my core, you know, but as things shift for them, things shift for me. I guess maybe it all came about at the right time, you know, to help make sense of all of our worlds. You know, then we don't have to feel responsible towards each other or disappointing each other or whatever it is. So as many of you know that follow me, I have come on board with Spectrum Music Group as a director of A&R for the record labels under the umbrella of Spectrum Music Group. I also have now come on board as an artist representative, so I will be working directly with select artists in a variety of ways. And also I've come on board as a representative for Arcadium Entertainment in the booking area. And so I'm really, really excited about that, because these are opportunities that I have not ever thought would come my way, or that I would be able to come under an umbrella that could really, really teach me and help me grow and blossom in this area. This is the areas that are very, very challenging for artists to know how to best get out there and market and promote and get bookings and get paid and all of that. And so I'm really, really excited about, you know, learning some new skills and being able to help some creative souls, you know, because of the skills that I'm going to obtain, you know, while I'm a part of, as I'm a part of these amazing, amazing companies. So, and then I'm going to always do my radio shows. I love doing the radio. Nobody could have told me before the days that I actually decided to come on the air with LA that I would love it. Nobody could have told me. So the shout out to Dwayne Alston of Soul City Radio. He's the one who first like kind of talked me into it and got in my ear in regards to getting on the radio. So probably if it wasn't for him, I may not be doing this right now. And I love it. Can you believe, like, what, over 4 years later, I'm still here on the air. But I do. This is so much fun for me. I've gotten used to talking to myself. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I'd like talking to myself, because in the beginning, I thought it was really strange, you know, getting on the air and talking and, like, really not having anybody in front of me. But I'm really comfortable with it now. But I love doing the shows, and I love being able to show my support to some amazing artists. I hate calling them unknown artists, but when I say that, if I do say it, it means that it's not, they're not out in front of the mainstream. They're not out in that spotlight, you know, in the media and all of that. They're in a very small, you know, community of people that know them. And this is just my way, because I do have a strong global following, to be able to put them out in front of an audience that may have never known of them before and love them and can follow them, if nowhere else, at least here on Flava Marlex Radio. And so I love doing that. I love doing my Spectra show, you know, being able to spotlight the artists that are signed to one of Spectra Music Group's labels. I love doing my morning coffee with Flava, even though I roll out of bed and y'all get to hear me talk groggy and stuff like that. I love starting Wednesdays off with you guys. I love doing my Season Souls. I think I might start talking on that show. I love doing that show because I have to just honestly embrace my age. I can't be one of those people that got gray white hair, right, and just try to claim that I love something that I don't embrace as much as others. And if you want to know what I really, really love, and I think my following understands it, because I think that's why you guys follow me, I love R&B soul and jazz and that old school flavor, you know, and I just have to keep it real. There's some hip hop that I really, really respect. There's some rock that I really, really respect. and other forms of genres. But my passion is what I came up with. You know, that's R&B, soul, and jazz. My brothers introduced me to jazz very, very young. Shout out to George Benson. Happy birthday. If I could sing, George, I would sing to you. But, you know, my brothers introduced me to the music young. You know, my godmom and the community I came up in, you know, is why I embrace R&B soul, you know, and funk, you know. So that's the kind of music that I really, really love. And I think that's the kind of music my following loves too, because I had to really, really pay attention to my numbers. And I'm going to be honest, the hip-hop show that I was doing for a long time, man, I got very few listens to those shows, very few. And I resisted not doing the show because I wanted to show my support to all art forms, you know, all genres in a sense, have something, you know, out there. And but people weren't listening, and so it just really, really didn't make sense. I'll be honest, my jazz listeners kind of dropped too. So on Monday nights, I just decided I'm going to do a Flava listening party. Maybe it'll be a certain genre from time to time. Maybe it'll be just a gumbo pot of genres that I'll play on that show. And it's funny because when I decided to just go to a you know, Flava listening party, the numbers have jumped tremendously for that night. So I think that was a really, really good move. Sometimes I think you have to stop and pay attention to what's really supporting you. And who's supporting you to even know what's even worth doing. I have to simplify my life, you know, because my world is getting very busy. I won't be online as much. I always have my Facebook and Twitter open on my phone and my computer, but it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm always on. But because I'm going to have to be doing a lot of other things now that I've taken the new positions. So I won't be around. But I will, you know, always maintain my shows on a regular day. I may have to adjust times just depending on what's going on with my dad or if there's an event that I'm going to attend. I will always try to do the show, but I just may have to adjust the time. So if you're following me here on Blog Talk Radio, hit that follow button under my show, and then you'll be notified as to what the time and what show is going to be taking place ahead of time, and you can kind of plan that with me. So anyway, man, I feel really good about playing the spoken word this morning. That was a good move, Flav. Yes, it was. It was a good move. I'm going to play a piece by somebody very, very dear to my heart. She, I know I say this all the time, but Catherine, I just love and appreciate you so much more than you could ever, ever know. She was the first customer I ever had walk through the doors of Flava Coffee House, the physical building in Lake City, and she still continues to support, I think, all of my shows that I do here on Flava Marlex Radio. Catherine, I love you so much. I'm going to play Dance in the Moonlight by Catherine Hume. Thank you. That's my girl, Kat Hume. Somebody very, 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 very special to me. So anyway, it's Saturday, the end of the week, maybe the beginning of the week. You know what? I don't really have a weekend off. I don't. So sometimes these days blend. Daddy and I were talking about that last night, you know, like keeping up with the days. It's interesting when you physically don't leave your house to go to work, just kind of keeping up with what day it is. I have this huge calendar in front of my desk, and I do mark off the days, and I have, you know, bolded in a sense what I'm doing on those particular days. Then I have a week scheduler that's on my desk that each day I write down what I need to accomplish on those days or try to accomplish, and then I mark it off. And if I don't, it's kind of like my to-do list. And that just kind of helps keep me focused on what projects that I'm working on and when I need to complete them. You know, but when you don't leave the house, you know, you kind of lose track of time and days and all kinds of stuff. And so it's Saturday. It's good. It's good. As I was saying at the beginning of the show, you know, I started going to the gym and working out with my daughter and son. And I'm really, really enjoying it. It's funny because I go to LA Fitness in Renton, and I know that there's a lot of the creative souls that are my friends on Facebook that go there. And the other day, I was leaving with my daughter, and I held the door open for somebody. And, you know, just headed to the car. He said, thank you, whatever, went into the gym. And I thought to myself, you know, he looks like somebody I should know. And yesterday I found out it is somebody that I should know. We've known each other online for about 10 years and have never met in person. And here I hold the door open for him, not realizing it's him until maybe an afterthought. How silly was that, right? Oh, well, I probably didn't want to say hello and hug him while I was all stinky and sweaty, but anyway, I told him I'd watch out for him, so I'm going to try to watch out for the creative souls, you know, because that'd be cool to meet up with them at LA Fitness, right? And I can use all the help and encouragement to do what I'm doing, but I feel really, really good. It's been 3 weeks or something that I've been going to the gym. It's still new, you know, but I feel really good. I'm in kind of in a routine. I have, you know, I do my arms one day. I do cardio. I ride the bike 30 minutes when I first get there. And then I, you know, either do legs or arms. Always try to get some abs in every time that I'm there. But I feel really, really good. And at this age, it's really important for me to take care of my health, you know, because I do have high blood pressure. And so I do need to be very, very mindful of that. And I was rushed to the hospital a year ago. They thought I had a heart attack. And it wasn't that, but oh my goodness, all the tests that I had to go through and to visit a cardiologist and all of that. It was very, very scary experience, but at the same time, very much an eye-opener, and very, very conscious about what I eat now, even though I'm drinking some coffee with cream in it as we speak. But I'm very mindful of getting more fruits and vegetables and proteins and finding healthier, more organic approaches to what I intake into my body. Drink tons of water. Okay, I'm not up to a gallon yet. My brother-in-law is like, Susan, get to a gallon. Okay, he's been doing it for years. That's easy for him to do, you know. But I'm also very appreciative of my brother-in-law, Rambo, because he is a big encouragement to me in what I'm doing right now, too. He's always been into health and fitness since he was a young adult. And you know, now that he's back in our life and you see this man who's just muscle bound, okay, I never would want to be like that. but that's because he was once upon a time a bodybuilder. You know, so he's got all the ripples, and it's not a six-pack, it's not an eight-pack, I think it's even more than that that he has, but he's solid muscle. But he encourages me, and I appreciate that. I think sometimes when people make life changes, they need that support system, and I'm very, very blessed to have that. So my encouragement to you today is really, really be mindful of your body, and not just physically, but emotionally and mentally. Find your ways to take care of you, because you know what? You matter. You really, really matter, and nobody else can take care of you better than yourself. That's the bottom line. We are responsible for what we put into our body when it comes to what we eat and consume. We are responsible for the circle of people that we choose to be around and what kind of energy we absorb from them, and also what kind of energy we put out to our people. Sometimes I think we are so not aware of how we come across. And time again, I try to remind myself of that. And I tell this story periodically in regards to a conversation that I had with a dear friend, family, colleague of mine when I was going through a very, very rough patch a few years back. And he said to me one day, "Flav, I came and talked to you because I don't know how to help you." And that was probably one of the best things he could have ever said to me, because it's something that I still remind myself now. By no means am I perfect. I think that everybody needs somebody to vent to. And the bottom line is, when you say, you know, you don't pass judgment, when you say you don't talk about people, everybody does. When you go through a bad situation with somebody, you turn to somebody and you talk about it. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're gossiping. It means that you're venting about a situation with somebody else. That's just real. We all do it. When we experience a situation with somebody, that's an experience. Is it passing judgment? Who does not have an opinion or doesn't pass judgment? So I never repost those things. I never repost those things because I just don't think it's not real. You know, there is not one person out there that really can say they don't have an opinion or pass a judgment or does not go and vent to somebody about somebody else. The other thing that I don't ever repost is those sayings that say, you know, take me as I am, you know, or, you know, something to that effect. You know what the thing is? I'm always changing. I always want to be a better person. So who I am today is not the same person as I was even a week ago. My life has changed that quickly in 1 week. So how I'm handling things, what is going on in my world, is different from even 1 week ago. And so I can always learn and grow and perfect who I am. I'm not the same person as I was 10 years ago. I'm much more mature. I am much more at peace with myself than I was then. You know what I mean? So that's just my thought. So you'll never see me repost that type of stuff, because to me it's not real. I get the posts. You know, I post, you know, little saying posts on Facebook and Twitter too. I'm not above that. I think there's some great sayings out there, or things that just kind of make me think or make me smile, whatever. But there are certain posts I will never, you know, get on board with, because it just doesn't seem real. I think a bunch of us are out there faking the funk with some stuff, you know, and that's just my two cents with that. So anyway, okay, I've been running my mouth. For those of you, yes, I spit a piece today. Don't get used to it, because that's the only piece I've written, and I wrote that. Well, it's not the only piece I have written. It's the last piece I wrote, and that was like 3 years ago. So, yeah, but that was kind of fun doing that again. And I'm okay if you want to give me feedback, because I don't claim to be a professional, okay, because I'm not. But let me see. And let me scroll down the list. You know what? I am going to play. You know what? I'm going to play I Love My Life. This is one of the first songs that I played when I started on the radio. This is from my family, Black Stacks. I have a little cameo in this video that they did. You can't blink or otherwise you'll miss me. But this song has been able to be played around the world. And people of all ages, all races, all cultures embrace this particular piece. I Love My Life by Black Stacks.
I hope he never feels how that felt. But he showed me a few things I can't keep to myself. I'll share them with his grandchild, whom he has never ever met. But I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything. You know that I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything.
That it's only the thrill. opposites attract. It's physical. But a second-hand emotion.
Sabah hiraram, vizaram ve yamam.
Short set, I played some artists that mean a lot to me, that I think they're amazing, I think not only in music, but just in character. I played Black Stax with I Love My Life, going into Raj Jalari with What's Love Got to Do, featuring Miss Monique Brooks Roberts. off of her brand new CD, which is called Journey of a Woman, and then going into Darian Dean with All That I Am. I love music. I love artists. I love creative souls. And I love being able to do shows like this, especially Flava Coffee House, because I really, really get to express my appreciation, you know, for what they bring into my world and hopefully what they bring into your world. Can you really, really imagine a day without art? I can't. I can't even imagine, like, not being able to look out my window and seeing the sunset every night, which I just think is absolutely beautiful. So, you know, for those of you that follow me on Facebook, you know, on a regular basis, I will sit in my window here in my office and take a picture and just be grateful of the beauty of my city. The beauty of the view just outside of my home office window is breathtaking to me. So I'm grateful to the artists that have come my way and allowed me to share them with you. That's a blessing. That's an honor. You know, yes, I read a piece that I had written, but you know what? The people that you hear me play, they're the real creative souls. They are making the magic. And I have so much respect and appreciation as I go in the direction of being a part, really being a part of Spectrum Music Group. I have a great appreciation and respect for who they are and what they do and the artists that they represent. I'm getting to know some really, really quality artists. I had somebody, I don't know if it was calling me out on Facebook, which I was okay with. It's an artist that I think has an absolutely amazing talent. And he is somebody I would love to be able to see, you know, out there, you know, recording and having a project of his own, because he's got a beautiful voice. Like, but I don't know. To some people, I think that they think that I'm very, very hard, you know, on artists. Definitely from the days when I started radio from 2009 to who I am now, I've changed. I've changed in those years. I've learned a lot about music. I've learned a lot about production. I have engineers that are friends and mentors. I have producers. I have artists. I have managers. I have publicists that all have helped me grow in how to best put yourself out there in the public light as an artist and as a professional. And so what maybe I used to say back in 2009 is not the same conversation that I have now. And especially since I've been with Spectra, I've learned what they are looking for. I don't always, you know, hit it right, because not all the artists that I've submitted have been accepted, but I know what they're looking for. And so I will speak on that. I will address that. I don't sugarcoat things, and I don't know if people just really want me to hold their hand. So I will give an answer, you know, as to something, and it'll be my honest opinion. Of course, somebody else who's out there may give you something different. Bottom line is, just because you're a professional in an industry does not mean that everybody in the industry has the same opinion. So if I say it's not good, somebody else may say it's good, right? And that's okay. And that's what people have to come to grips with. Not everybody likes who I am and what I do. You know, that's just a fact. And I have to be okay with that, and I am. You know, because there are people that I don't have the best appreciation for, but other people do, and that's okay. That's not always an easy lesson to learn. And one of the things that I had to realize, especially in this industry, what works for someone else may not work for you, and vice versa. And it really does come down to personalities being able to mesh, and some personalities clash. And I know that I have a strong personality, and so I accept it when something doesn't work, But I just thought I would just kind of put that out there, you know, because as a professional, I've grown. I'm not the same. And I hope that honestly, from the time if we met years back, I hope that you're not the same either. You know, I hope that you've learned and grown and evolved. I mean, the essence of who we are, our morals and values could be steadfast, you know, but there should always be growth. There should always be, as J.C. Cage from Black Stacks would say, forward movement. I love that phrase that he has come up with, and I use it frequently when I post things out there. So anyway, I just thought I would share that with you. I want to play an artist. I am really, really excited about meeting her in person. She is a Pacific Northwest artist who's signed to Spectra Records of Spectra Music Group. She's going to be performing at the Showbox on April 17th. And so if you go to my Flava News page, I think it might even be on my Spectra page, my Susan K. of Spectra Music Group's page also, and I know it's somewhere on my Lady Flava page, but I'll repost it. If you're in the Pacific Northwest area, I would love to have you come out and support Andrea Desmond of the Pacific Northwest. Again, she's with Spectra Records of Spectra Music Group. She's an amazing young lady, beautiful talent, beautiful, beautiful talent, and I look forward, you know, to hearing her perform live, and I look forward to meeting her in person. So I'm going to play a piece by her. It's called Run. Again, this is Andrea Desmond.
Just be the way Falling deeper again.
Everyone who tuned in to listen to the show live, to those that come back and check out the archives, all of you have made Flavor Coffee House the number one listen to show on Flavor Marlex Radio. I appreciate that so very, very, very much. The last three artists that I played are all signed to one of Spectrum Music Group's record labels. I started out with Andrea Desmond, who is an artist right here in the Pacific Northwest where I am. She's with Spectra Records. I have not met her yet. I'm really excited about being able to meet her. She's going to be performing at the Showbox on April 17th. So get your ticket. Come join me. My girl Sandra's going to be going with me, and we're going to have a good time, you know, experiencing Andrea and the other artists that are going to be performing that night. Then the last two artists that I played are artists that I actually was involved in getting signed to Monarchy Records of Spectrum Music Group, and that was Robert G., with his single, All This Love, and Yawande with Amazing. I'm so grateful for this opportunity to be in a position to help some artists, you know, take their music and their career to the next level. And I feel very, very blessed for that. I am honored to have the opportunity to submit them because they're amazing talents, you know. They are amazing talents, and it's pretty exciting. So again, I want to thank everyone who tuned into this show, whether it's live or in the archives. This means a lot to me, and I'm extremely grateful to you. I love doing these shows, so obviously you love hearing me do, especially this particular show. It's Saturday. It's a chill day in a sense. Well, for most of us, right? Enjoy the day. Look in that mirror. Know that you're an amazing, amazing person. Give yourself a hug and go out and share a smile with somebody else. maybe even a stranger. You never know how that may change their day. Take care. God bless, and thank you again for supporting Flava Marlex Radio.